My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yesterday, when we slotted this into the rundown, we didn't know that Ramiz Ahmed was going to be released, but it only adds to the conversation, I think. The Commanders seem to have a kicking problem, and it seems to be going under the radar a little bit. The guy that they like more, as I think most of us have known all along, just because of the back of the football card showing some kicks in the league, Riley Patterson missed his only field goal attempt in the game.
Yep.
Ramiz Ahmed actually made his kick, but my read on it was that they wanted Patterson to kind of win the job and sprint and run away with it. Now, all of this is for naught because Ramiz Ahmed's already been released, so they've kind of showed their hand that Riley Patterson is at least for the moment the guy. But Danny, in addition to missing his only field goal in the game, Patterson had a really rough day at practice, apparently, when they got back on the field for the first time yesterday and missed some kicks and clanked some balls off the uprights. Ahmed, in that practice, also really struggled. But this is being brought up now to say this is not something that in the season can be a big issue. You have to solve this right here and right now. Do you think they're just waiting for another kicker to get cut and that the starter's not on the team? Do you think that they think Patterson can be the answer and they just think he's been inconsistent in practice and now 0-for-1 in a game? Like, how do they get this solved? Because I know people like to downplay the kicking situation and roll their eyes when we talk about it. We have seen it cost this team games for many, many years.
Indeed. They don't seem to be too worried the way that they've behaved, right? I mean, they thought they had it solved with Brandon McManus. We know what happened. So now you're kind of in a position you didn't anticipate.
Can I push back on that a little bit, or at least ask the question? When you say they don't seem to be worried based on how they're behaving, what could they have done differently to make you know that they acknowledge this is an issue?
Constant kicker being brought in to work out. So every person that's kicked a football over the last however many years, like within the time that Martavius Bryant last caught a pass to now, that person, if you kick the ball, please come to Ashburn immediately.
So they had workouts and then signed Patterson. You're saying they should be having workouts every few days.
Or I mean hyperbolic, but more than, hey, we signed Ahmed. It's fine for now. It's not fine for now. What are we doing?
And this kind of brings me back to my original point. I get the sense, based on the way they've handled this, with Ramiz Ahmed, who's never kicked in an NFL game, and then Patterson, who was available, who struggled off and on, keeping a gig. They think somebody's going to get cut who is in a tier above these guys.
And that's my viewpoint, right? Is that I don't know where there are places where there are two kickers right now. I don't know if you just, if somebody's trying to beat out Justin Tucker in Baltimore, you just take that guy. I don't know what's going on, but I keep coming back to this. They don't seem too worried about this. And I'm puzzled by that. There are a few positions. This is one of them. I'd probably put it as the third one, where they just seem to think they seem very comfortable that this is just going to work out, whether it's eventually, you know, whether Coleman's healthy or not, maybe we'll just find a left tackle. Maybe we just will. Or we'll see what happens at receiver. If Dotson bounces back, then we'll have something. They don't seem very urgent at a couple spots. They seem urgent at others. They showed you very clearly, we need an upgraded linebacker. We need more cornerbacks. We need to fix that center position, the left guard position. They went out and found some people to fill roles. Dozens of free agents were signed that are going to be on this roster. They didn't do that for a couple different spots where I think a reasonable person would be able to draw the conclusion, hey, these are not strong suits for this football team. This might even be perceived as an area of weakness. What's your concern level? At 2, 3, we'll hold some tryouts. We'll get one of like the 5th or 6th best kickers from the XFL to come in. Interesting. That's all I could say.
I wonder if Brandon Aubrey's success with the Cowboys last year, who was a former professional soccer player who kicked in a spring league, Dallas worked him out and said, oh, we'll give this former Notre Dame kicker a try. Last year, he might have been the best kicker in the league. He was 36 of 38 with a long of 60. 36 of 38. He ended up missing a couple extra points late, but I think he was like 49 of 50 to start the year on extra points or something like that last season as well. He was incredible. I wonder if Dan Quinn being in Dallas and that guy going from not having kicked one time in the NFL to the best kicker in the league colors how you feel about like the urgency or how hard it is to find these guys. I would imagine some part of how you view things is just your past experiences. And he was in a building last year mm-hmm. where they basically went and got their Ramiz Ahmed, and he became the best kicker in the NFL. And maybe he just thinks that's a way to do it.
Yeah, so bring in my XFL guys. Where are they? You know, who's left over? Like, they're just, that's Riley Patterson for now until it's not. Someone will shake free. Just seems very cavalier to me. And listen, if there's an ace in the hole, if there's some sort of excellent move, or if Patterson's just needs a couple weeks to get his sea legs underneath him and he'll be, you know, very consistent, that's great. But it seems to be an issue where, and listen, this is not a Super Bowl caliber team. This is not a team that's really going to compete at a high level, where if you lose a game by a field goal, to me, it's not the end of the world. It's more about Jaden Daniels and his development. But even still, just helping to reinforce some of the things that you're trying to implement here with the culture change, you'd rather have that field goal go in. You'd rather that extra point not cost you a winnable game here or there. It's a fixable thing that they seem to think will just get fixed at some point.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
I guess part of it is a lot of these kickers in the spring leagues that are really good have problems on kickoffs. Like I was asking someone about, remember the Defenders kicker, Matthew McCrane, had a huge year. We had him on the show. Yep. He hit a couple 50-yarders in a game. Well, his thing has been, you know, basically that his accuracy and his leg strength on kicking field goals was always successful, but maybe there were questions about the kickoffs. But with the new kickoff rules and the fact that guys like him might be able to have hang time, and I don't know, I would just be willing to give him a look after you went 5 of 5 from 40 plus and hit a bunch of 50 yarders and were, you know, 8 of 8 in your NFL career or whatever it was. Like, how does that guy not have a phone call when he was in your own backyard? But I just know that having one on the roster when the one is not a convincing answer is never a good idea. And maybe they're going to work guys out tomorrow, and they're going to have a second, and they're bringing someone else in who's the favorite. Maybe he's got minus odds to become the starting kicker over Riley Patterson. But the kicker they have left was 0-for-1 in the preseason game and has bounced all over the
place. And it wasn't a 60-yarder either.
And did not have a great day of practice yesterday, I think it was.
This is very Rivera-esque. Remember when there were kicking issues and the kicks weren't being made, and we heard about it in practice and we heard about it and then it manifested in a preseason game, early season. And they just, it'll be fine, it'll be fine, it'll be fine until it wasn't. It's almost like Rivera at the time couldn't be bothered with it. Then finally goes, fine, Chris Blewett, we'll do that. And then that, of course, was a disaster. It to me, just doesn't seem... I don't see the urgency. And I guess I keep coming back to the same thing. And I wish I had a better point to make about it. But that's how it looks from the outside looking in. They know more than I do. It's not as if there's a great crop of free agent kickers just sitting there waiting. I mean, Randy Bullock, I think, is available. He kicked last year for the Giants. He's been around. Not great at this point, but nobody is. It's all kind of picked over. I understand that you're left in an adverse spot. The guy that you thought was going to solve the problem, something happened that you didn't know about. I get it. I'm not faulting them for what happened with McManus. But here and now, there'd be, if I'm in charge, and I shouldn't be, but if I was, there'd be a lot more desperation. I'd be burning up the phones a little bit more. There'd be a lot more working out. There'd be a lot more bodies kicking, putting foot to ball on my newly refurbished turf field there in Ashburn.
To me, it just feels like it's currently an issue. I don't know what they're doing, what work they're putting in to solve it. They may already have talked to an agent who's given them an idea. We think our guy's getting cut in this place. And when he does, he'll come to you and we'll get a deal in place and we'll get you your kicker. And they just are, because of that, they just need to get to that point. Because whoever that kicker is going to be here right before the start of the season. So because I don't know what they're setting up and what kind of work they're putting in, I don't want to question their urgency or their aggressiveness in this regard. What I will do, though, is say the status quo at kicker's not good enough. A competition between Patterson and Ahmed was not a good one, and it's already over. And now the guy that won it is the one that actually missed, not made, the field goal in the preseason game. Like, one guy missed, one guy made. The guy that I actually think is better is the one that missed, and they obviously think the same thing. Based on being out of practice, you see how he strikes the ball. He's the guy that's actually kicked in the NFL. He was the favorite. So they got rid of the other guy. Fine. The one that made the field goal. No problem. Probably not the answer. But something has to give here still. They've got to solve this in some other way. And I would just be interested to know what their plan is going forward. The other thing is, remember, and you cited this at the very, very top of this conversation, it's not like they don't care about kicker. They spent good money on Brandon McManus.
Yeah.
Who's one of the best kickers in the league over many, many years and one of the big legs in the National Football League. And they brought him in here, not knowing that there was going to be an allegation coming forward of sexual harassment and alleged assault and him acting a fool, allegedly drinking on a team flight. And so they released him right away. Now, we could have a conversation, and we have on this show in the past, and we will in the future again. Should people lose their jobs based on an allegation before any kind of further investigation is done? But the fact is, they didn't like that he didn't tell them that this was coming. They didn't like that he didn't approach them at all with his side of the story, that they just found out when we all did based on this report. And they got blindsided by it, so they cut him immediately. But as soon as that happened and you decide to release the guy over the allegation... Well, now you're behind the eight ball. And
yeah,
you're still there, by the way. They have not fixed this.
And that's it. You thought it was solved, and that's through no fault of your own, and now it's not. Just to give you an idea, Green Bay currently has a kicking competition, I think, between Greg Joseph and Anders Carlson, right? Maybe you're waiting for the loser of that one to come to
totally.
Your roster.
Like, Greg Joseph gets cut, who misses an extra point once every 3 weeks. I know this because he kicked for the Vikings the last couple of years, and he incessantly missed extra points. Having said that, when Greg Joseph is available, he's a lot better than Riley Patterson, and he has the leg to be good from 60.
And so maybe that's the plan. Here's the difference, again, between me and them. And, again, I'm just a dude. I would still have so many people all the time come in and work out and kick. All the entire UFL cadre of kickers. Anybody that's been decent at some point, whoever's floating around, you're getting brought in for workouts. I'm not just doing I keep calling Riz Ahmed. I'm not just doing that for months at a time, which is what they did. Then they brought in Riley Patterson, once training camp got going. Just not how I would go about it when I don't have it solved. When I've got McManus, it's solved. I don't have that now. I have uncertainty there, and I would just keep throwing things at the wall, whereas they seem to be far more patient. And maybe that's to the good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.